shown up, so you certainly can open it and indicate who's here and that there's no members of the public present.
Okay, so.
I would think that if you wait for 15 minutes, if there's a no-show after the start of the meeting, you should be able to close it if there's nobody attending.
So basically, for the purpose of this meeting, like saying, if we wait until quarter after, call the meeting to order.
We should probably call the meeting to order now.
Well, I called the meeting to order close to the time it was scheduled.
Which is what, 7:30?
8 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would call this meeting to order.
At?
7:38 PM.
7:37.
And the business of this meeting being to amend the town of Fairhaven zoning regulation by incorporating local historic district regulations at 9:30 and making changes to the table of uses and zoning map and to clarify existing provisions in the land.
You have, okay.
Zoning district boundaries with FEMA's most up-to-date flood hazard boundaries. And there's a nice summary here for you all, and thus far there appears to be no members of the public wanting to discuss it with us. We've been discussing this stuff for
years.
Months now. Oh,
yes.
So
it feels like years.
Right? Yes.
Oh gosh.
So I suppose we await possible interested members of the public. In the meantime, I think there is an important matter that I don't know if we can bring it up if it's not warned, like, to
you
add
mean something that would be an agenda item normally, is that what you're saying?
Well,
not quite,
yeah.
If it's
well,
what
so,
I'm thinking.
Yeah, but like say, because we don't, like this hearing wouldn't have, like the whole meeting is for public comment on this particular topic.
Uh-huh.
Can we bring up any other topic that's not really directly related
is
to
an
this?
Informal conversation
I
during the meeting allowed?
I suppose you could discuss something, you just wouldn't want to make any decisions on something.
No. So this work is all a part of, or most of it is a part of our efforts towards the downtown designation application. I suppose Sam would be aware of this being on the select board, that, you know, a huge part of the downtown designation is that the formerly EDC, now the Economic Development Committee and Downtown Partnership, the bylaws were rewritten to make that organization, the organization that should be overseeing the strategic five-year plan that is a essential part of the application. It's a commit, like the whole purpose of our work and the work of that other committee is to demonstrate to the state our commitment to downtown revitalization and the economic prosperity mm-hmm. of Fairhaven Downtown District and all the stakeholders.
But it's also contingent on us having the ED.
Yeah, so the EDDP should have that plan, and it also, like when Gary Holloway from the state came and talked to us jointly, the Planning Commission and the EDDP, he made it clear, and it's in all the information that the state distributes, you know, about or makes available about downtown designation applications, that organization must have a budget. And he said it needed various revenue streams, and we had been counting on the town, you know, allocating some of its budget to the Economic Development Committee, now Economic Development Committee and Downtown Partnership. Anyway, apparently in the select board meeting, the last select board meeting, I believe it was Joe Gunter, I wasn't at the meeting, who stated the idea that that committee, they want to, suggested a zero budget for economic development.
And it was in the front page of the paper.
Right, so you know that was in the Rutland Herald. So now, I know I...
That explains a lot.
So,
yeah.
So personally, I do know...
Yeah.
Don't want to get into any personal anything, but we do know that, you know, like Glenn Travers did step down as chair of the EDDP I don't, you know, probably he has his own reasons, but now it just feels like the downtown designation application is really in jeopardy if there's no budget for that committee.
I think it was yesterday. So
all of the work we've been doing, like I certainly feel like we need to discuss it with the select board, the importance of demonstrating the commitment of the town to this whole project of this application.
Right, because the ADDP can't do anything with the 5-year plan.
Right.
Without a budget.
Right. So.
I was flabbergasted when Jill said it the other last week.
I haven't even watched the last couple of select board meetings. I usually do, you know, just.
I've been coming to them. Since I started my business, I've been coming to them all.
You have?
I have. Huh. Yeah, well, just so I know.
I mean, I just assume watch it on YouTube.
So.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's something.
Was there a reason why we weren't given a budget, or they won't give us a budget? Right?
Or not us, but that other committee.
Well, the other committee is us and
it's the Economic Development Committee, who is supposed to come up with the 5-year plan for the downtown designation.
I'm so tired from driving. I'm just like missing something here. I don't know what I'm missing, but who needs a budget?
The Economic Development Committee previously had a $5,000 budget, if I'm correct, in fiscal year 2025.
At one point, it was $10,000.
So
why as high as that?
And then I think for 2026, the budget is 7,000, I think I remember.
That's what we would like.
Well, no, we're talking about 2026. We're planning for budget year 2027.
Oh, okay.
So the budget is already in place for 2026.
Oh, and why did they take away the budget?
Oh, so the why has not yet been discussed on the select board. There was a brief presentation of the first rough draft of the budget at the last meeting, and Joe very quickly hit a bunch of bullet points of here are some of the changes in this first rough draft, and on that long list, one of them, and I didn't remember exactly how he phrased it, but the quote from the Herald was,
Economic Development Committee is zeroed out.
Yes, that is exactly how he put it. Yeah. Followed immediately by legal services have been reduced by 25%. Hydrant replacement, we cut that by 71%.
I cut that, and Laura cut it immediately.
And I did not.
Immediately.
But the fact that the budget needs to be cut is understandable, but cutting it from something that we need to be demonstrating our commitment here to the state,
before we can get accepted.
Right. And that has so many potential benefits for so many different players in the town.
My thought was, and like I told Laura when we left here, I said it is the very first draft.
Right.
We still have room to come and...
Nothing is set in stone.
No, we're talking about 2026.
2027. 2026 is already in place. And that was passed
last
year.
And we have a budget.
Yes.
But the Economic
Development Committee, if I remember correctly, has a $7,000 budget for fiscal year 2026.
So he zeroed out the next year's budget that we're going to
have. But my thought was, what happens if Gary Holloway, if somebody else saw that article that says ADDPs?
Well, give me a hypothetical. What's the worst case scenario when you say if somebody saw that? So that I have heard that suggested, and I was hoping someone could, with that fear, could explain to me why that would be.
Because it is in one of these papers.
The application.
That says the EDDP, you have to have an economic development committee, and that committee must have a budget.
And that's as simple as that. It must have a budget.
With various revenues.
Right.
That's in the bylaws of the EDC.
No.
No, it's in
the guidelines given by the state.
For the downtown designation.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. It's in here.
So there is a chance that our application for this district could be rejected by which state review? What body is it that would reject it? Out of curiosity,
The
historical.
The people that Bob and I met with.
No. I don't know. It's Gary Holloway is the man.
Okay.
Right. He came here and spoke to us and gave us, you know.
And that predates my time on the Planning Commission, so that's why I'm
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't there.
Gary Holloway is an American rapper, the executive director of the National Churches of Christ.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong one.
I feel like it's like the State Department of this downtown district. It's something
downtown
to do with...
Downtown Program Manager.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that was mine. Remember, I gave you all one.
Oh, you did?
You did.
I did. Because, okay. And I think everybody should do that.
I was thinking I did a bad thing.
No, that was me. I printed my entire application out for all of you.
Today, when I was talking to Bob on the phone, I said, tell me that letter that Anne wrote. She did through AI.
I don't, but I see it and I will.
You have to teach me.
I'll look it up later. I'll get the PDF.
I have to go back and add. It was part about all the hours that we did. I did screw up on it though, because when Bob told me to send it with my name, I didn't change the chair.
Except chair, yeah, that I noticed too. I understood it as an agent for.
Right. Yeah, because he was sitting in the store when I did it.
What program do you use?
ChatGPT.
You have to show me how to use that.
Yeah, it is.
So here's a thing to be aware of. Like, okay, the application guidelines, okay, this is what we've been working from. There are these 11 points all through these different parts of the application packet that have to be put together.
And you presumably get points on a matrix for each box you check in the review process.
And they all have to be checked.
Mm-hmm. So,
they all have to be checked.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Unless it's one thing that says one of these.
So this is something that I felt like because we were working on most of this in the Planning Commission, and then suddenly there was this suggestion that maybe the EDC should become this organization, that's the downtown organization that's a vital, that must be part of the what we show to the state. So anyway, there's this community reinvestment agreement, which we wrote up in the EDC, and it's like, something that the members of the committee and then also interested stakeholders like property owners, business owners, representatives of downtown organizations, like maybe the Legion or the Chamber of Commerce should sign on to and say, yes, we support all of this. But, so there's this downtown organization. Okay, so a 5-year strategic plan with a description of goals, objectives, strategy for implementation, and timeline for completion. That's the next document that we have to produce. But an organizational structure meeting the requirements is outlined on page 8. So page 8, when you look at the organization structure, it's an organizational structure is necessary to sustain a comprehensive and long-term downtown revitalization effort, either a downtown development nonprofit corporation, which we decided against, or a municipally created commission.
I didn't produce these, but they were left on the desk.
As the organization responsible for implementing the reinvestment agreement. Primary responsibility.
I didn't produce these, but they were left on the desk where the...
So we made sure we tipped all these boxes as far as like the bylaws that we wrote.
Must be what he put down for comments after coming and working with you all.
Right, because here's the last one I had. If you were, I had all these, so I had to keep looking it up online.
Is this a new draft?
Yes.
Like, I think it was Gary Holloway who told us there need to be various streams of revenue.
Are we drowning in papers of what?
And there's a description here of
a lot of paper.
What needs to be included in the 5-year plan. And Logan gave us the Hardwick their application packet and their strategic 5-year plan.
Yeah.
And it included funding. And so when we were talking about funding, we're like, okay, so would say, for
I don't
example,
know, was this supposed to go with
budget
that?
That's part, you know, the
budget, I'm not sure.
The money comes
929 is not on
said,
this one.
That's great, but you do need other
noticed at the top,
as well,
right?
But like
uh-huh.
That would be the,
so I
don't, you could consider
don't
that
think that's part of, foundation part of this should be part
mm-hmm.
of this.
Well, what you're going to use for implementing this, like in. You know, if there's stuff you need to do for promotion or, you know. So anyway, I just, like, I think that other select board members
I don't know.
Need to be made
I really
aware
don't. I'm confused by where this is, what this is supposed to be.
Organization is before you go say, let's do a zero budget. like what?
Yeah, you know. That all makes sense. I do think the strongest argument for,
oh wait a minute! Oh no!
Budget.
He missed it. He incorrectly put 929 twice. We did that before. This was supposed
to
be 930. We talked about that.
Because then there's no, that conversation.
So that is 930.
Right? Then we have
that
to
is the new section 930. It's just not corrected.
Okay, so it should be part of this.
Right now, well, so this is in here. I think it's in here.
I mean, these were comments that he made, but his finished product.
So 930, these regulations are adopted in accordance to whatever. So this is, it's in this new.
Oh, okay. I'll refrain from saying anything about my personal opinion on that during this meeting, since we're still.
We saw this
a couple meetings
ago.
Okay.
But it is, and we remember it being that they miscorrectly. He miscorrected. We have a lot of 929s.
Gotcha.
Because this other 929 is new. Yeah, the designated regulations is new as well. So
this should have been 9.
That should have been 930 on that paper.
Okay. Okay.
So if that makes any sense.
So these are
so it's in there.
If we intended
wanted
to stay
it.
Until 8 and you need to leave, we'd still have quorum even if you left.
Yeah, right.
So it's not.
Okay.
It's not
but
yet.
This
it's
isn't
okay, I'm taking this
the procedure to be followed for someone wanting to make a change in the historic district.
What?
We don't have anything in there yet.
For people to make a change in that historic district?
If they
so
wanted to get a permit to change the building or something like that. I don't want to confuse you, Jenny, but my understanding is the actual, here's what we'll look at, here's what the Planning Commission, how they'll review it, and what they'll
look at. It's not in any of these, yes?
It's not in what we have scheduled for tonight.
Okay, I'm going, everybody.
We have the district report, but that's it.
Thanks for finding your way out of the Colchester Bermuda Triangle.
Oh my God, it was a horror. And the thing that was really worse about the whole day was that it was constantly raining, not raining.
Yeah, yeah.
Raining, and so my windshield wipers were either on, off, intermittent high, intermittent low, and it was just driving me
nuts. Did you see some rainbows though?
We didn't. We looked
really
all the time. We couldn't believe
so many today.
That it was raining and it was sunny and there was no rain.
There's so many papers here. It's hard to find anything.
Right.
Okay. See you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Good evening. Thank you.
Oh, my jacket. Didn't
remember
my jacket.
You did.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got a hoodie.
I lost this hoodie for months and I finally got it back. Okay, she just got it.
I mean, I just thought it was something that, because I know you would have heard that little bit about it in the select board meeting, that we all need to be aware that, like, there could be a really important decision that could have a real impact on this work. So
Agreed. Yeah. If there's something in writing that I could point to.
Yeah, like we've been working on this for, what is it, a year now? Something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have it in the minutes where we talked about it. I can look at them. I don't know if I have the right minutes.
Yeah,
because
that's
about needing a budget. Let me see what we got. I got a mess.
And if it's maybe we need an email from Gary Holloway explaining it formally, right? Or from Logan.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't.
We don't need to find that right this minute. It's okay.
Oh, you're talking about Jenny.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Might as well look.
Yeah, it's
because, yeah, you and Bob were talking about it tonight. You are far from the first people to talk to me about it.
Oh, my God.
So, funding resources. Evidence of municipality's financial commitment demonstrated by a commitment of the municipality to implement at least one of the following.
More.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, nine, funding resources. This is in bullet point nine of the historic architecture. How did that? What are we talking about here? So
it's number nine in this package.
Number nine.
Yes, here it is.
Funding resources.
It's the application.
It's right in the application down to the application guidelines.
We spoke about it.
Evidence.
We spoke about it on February 5th.
Evidence of the municipality's financial commitment demonstrated by a commitment
by the municipality to implement at least one of the following.
The downtown organization needs to have a budget which also needs to be submitted.
Okay, so
Mr. Richards stated the EDC has a budget. So he said that the Planning Commission would need to show plans to pursue long-term sustainable funding strategies.
Right.
Said that this town has a revolving fund.
Sorry, it's right here. It's the, it's the proposed downtown organization budget with funding sources.
Perfect. Golden. Done. Over. No more discussion needed.
And then it gives a sample.
The best argument.
Here's an example of what the budget for the organization could look like, how you're going to organize, how you're going to use it, all that.
And let's
right there in black and white.
And let's assure ourselves that this was an oversight on the part of our town manager. And once he's made aware of this, it will be correct.
Yes, so we just need to go in the nicest possible way and say, hey, you know, we've been looking at this now
What
for
did
like
we say? There was step,
it's been,
step nine
was
in
years ago
application.
That this was first, but it's been longer than that. Man, when I was on...
I don't know, it's been forever.
I was
budget
on the EDC
from town manager.
20 and 2021.
Just needs to be brought to his attention is basically what she said.
I think it's as simple as that. I don't think we need to overcomplicate it.
No, but seriously, 5 years ago, this crossed Glenn Travers's desk, so he knows better. No, I'm serious. So, anyway, because it's right here in this point. So,
there you go.
Yes.
Black and white. Well. Lot to copy. We all have copies.
All right. So, with that said, since no members of the public have come to this hearing,
I just wanted to suggest maybe to be something given to the select board. Someone request of Logan to give a read and struck out version of the regs showing the changes.
Yeah.
You know, so because the select board will be just as, you know, scratching their heads for a public hearing.
I wanted to just put out there for anyone who's not familiar, there are tools, legal online tools online, that you can take two documents that are ostensibly the same with some minor changes made, and it will produce a redline copy for you, and all you have to do is just have the text of both to put in. Mm-hmm. The one that I use most frequently is called Diff Checker.
Mm-hmm.
It's
D-I-F?
Super, yeah, D-I-F-F.
Different.
Checker. So we can also do this ourselves, assuming we have the PDF of both of them.
Well, just a suggestion for your own sake, for the commission's sake, to have a copy to be able to refresh your memory, and for what's going to the select board, so they will be aware of
when is the select board going to be.
I don't know that that's been scheduled yet. I mean, you go through the planning commission makes a determination whether they get input and want to do a second public hearing, you know, make changes.
Right.
So I think it has to go through you all in the Planning Commission first before...
Okay, so as of tonight, we have said we've had no interested members of the public in the changes that we're proposing.
Right, you've had no public comment either plus or minus, you know, for or against.
Right, so hopefully the way things were left, because I wasn't at the last meeting because I was away, was it left that Logan was going to be producing a copy with the, you know, additions, deletions, corrections?
Yeah, he wasn't at the last meeting. He wasn't at the last meeting, and we just spoke about the applicant and didn't go any further because there mm-hmm. was few people here.
There was only three of us, so that's mm-hmm. all we did.
There was an applicant.
Yeah,
yeah, the bank for their signage change. I referred it to the Planning Commission.
I see.
Yeah, you have an email on that too.
Okay.
With the application.
I just got back from my vacation.
Yeah, kind of sudden.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anything else then that you can think of, Phil, that we should be taking care of?
No, just that housekeeping to have for the commission themselves and for the select board when it gets passed to them to have a public hearing so that it's clear what was changed in the regs. That's all.
Okay.
You know, I can speak to the map, what was changed. It's very simple, but I can't speak clearly on overall what was changed over that period of time.
So, you know how when we were doing the bylaws, we were editing it in Microsoft Word, and we had a version that showed all the edits before, you know, like you can switch back and forth between your final version mm-hmm. and your... So, we do not have a document. We don't have a working document of everything. Logan probably does.
He probably does. I do not. I am not as proficient with technology as you all are and would not know how to do that. So that's why I'm suggesting having Logan produce, because he offered before. I remember specifically
right.
Yeah.
Meeting. Yeah.
So let's...
You can have him do it, yeah. I wanted to just present that. For anyone who didn't know that kind of tool existed,
you
can always do that
yeah,
yourself
have
if you ever needed
documents.
To.
That's cool.
But it's an option that's available. So.
Yeah.
I only have documents from April till now.
But also, probably ChatGPT can do it for you. I haven't right. tried, but I would imagine that it can do that.
Too. That's how I made that letter I made yesterday.
So
and then Bob couldn't send it. He couldn't copy and paste it. So he brought his iPad down to the store, and I was going to do it for him. I couldn't even copy and paste it from his. Mm-hmm. So he's like, well, he's not, he said, my ego is not so big that I can't allow you to send it with your name on it.
Well, that's cool.
Yes, but I forgot to change that I was a representative, not the chair.
Oh.
But I did put at the bottom, a representative for the Fairfield Planning Commission. And they accepted it. I got a thing saying that
awesome.
They received it.
You're a star.
So, Logan didn't have to go, thank you.
And one other thing, just to make you aware of, I don't know with the Planning Commission's budget going to the Select Board whether anything was submitted from the Planning Commission for a budget. And if not, it's probably going to reflect the previous year's budget, I would think.
Right.
Do we have a budget?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And me, basically.
Right.
And normally it's discussed by the Planning Commission
right.
and decided whether you think there may be more costs with what's going on with hearings and publications
right.
and everything. So I just don't know whether that time has
my
passed.
My taker might need a raise.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, just a heads up to you, I don't know if Bob did anything with a
right.
with the budget for the Planning Commission.
Okay.
Okay.
Should
mention that. So maybe Sam will look at what comes over his desk at his other place of business with the town as a select board member and hopefully try and scope out whether, you know, funds were allotted appropriately for the commission's work.
I wish I brought the budget with me. Sorry.
Yeah. So our next meeting is the 5th. Okay.
Yep.
So
I make a motion we adjourn this meeting since nobody came.
I would second the motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I feel like last week, right?
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yes.
Phil, do
yes,
you know
sir.
A gentleman by the name of Jeffrey Biasuzzi?
I do.